And then, in a twinkling, they heard on the roof the prancity prancing of each little hoof. As they drew in their heads and were turning around, down the chimney flew Santa Claus with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all covered with gray sooty soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back. Every child in Wesselburg dreamed of this pack. Santa Claus held a candy cane tight in his teeth. The friends gazed from a hiding spot under the wreath. They noticed that Mr. Claus had a round belly that shook when he laughed like doodleberry jelly. Santa spoke not a word. He went straight to his work, filling stockingy stockings, then turned with a jerk. Santa winkety-winked and wiggled his nose, and with a nod of his head up the chimney he rose. He gave the reindeer a whistle, then flew off in his sled. Wubsy, Walden, Widget, and Daisy ran back to bed. But they heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight,
"Ho, ho, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."